Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So yesterday, something happened that I don't think has ever happened before in Major League Baseball. It was an off day for the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. But they had a game earlier this season, and the rain started falling in the ninth inning when the game was tied. So they had to pause the game. They had to stop the game, and they said, "Look, later in the season, we're gonna pick this game up where it left off, tied 4-4 or 5-5 in the ninth inning."
Right.
So like a month went by, and yesterday was the day. So on their off day, the Kansas City Royals had to get on a plane. They flew to Boston. They got dressed. They warmed up for the game. They went out there. Remember, they're picking it up where the game left off because of the rain. It was tied in the ninth inning.
So, in other words, they put everything back into place. If there are runners on, they put the runners.
And
set up the situation, the strike count, the runners on.
And a tie game. Right. Tie game in the ninth inning.
Right.
12 minutes after they started yesterday, the Red Sox won the game with a walk-off hit in the bottom of the ninth.
And that's baseball.
So they were literally on the field. They flew in from wherever they were into Boston. They had to get dressed. They had to go through all the warm-ups. They played a 12-minute conclusion to a game.
But it was in Boston or
in
Kansas
Boston,
City?
In Boston.
But isn't Kansas City? It has a series in Boston weekend.
No.
That was it? That was standalone?
They're in Cleveland.
I don't think I've ever heard of that in my life.
After 12 minutes of baseball, they got undressed. They had to get back. They had to go to the airport, get on a plane, and fly to Cleveland.
So there was no other point in the season where they could have done that in Boston?
That was the only day two teams had a day off.
Wow.
Incredible.
But normally what would happen would be they would do that at the beginning of a game already scheduled with Boston.
They had no more games
in Boston.
Left. No more games left. They had no more. They weren't playing each other for the rest of the season. They had no more the same day off. They had to do that. And the other thing that makes that so wild is that, you know, if one of these teams were fighting for a playoff berth or a division title, it would have been important to finish that game.
Well, and that's the reason.
Both of these teams are going nowhere this year.
Right. That's the reason why I find that so strange. Because a lot of times when you have teams who are, number one, the rule is 5.5 innings. It's an official game after 5.5 innings.
And if one of those two teams were winning, that game would have been over.
That game would have been called.
It was tied.
Right.
That's why they had to finish it.
Now, you see that happen with teams maybe later in the season that you know are going to be in the postseason. It has postseason implications. But just think about that.
And they got a good crowd for that yesterday. A bunch of people.
Well, I'm sure they had to let people in for free.
They showed up and they watched it. They watched 12 minutes and it was over.
But was it free to get in? It had to be.
I believe so. Yeah, because no one would pay for that.
Right.
And then that was it. The Red Sox had the rest of the day off, but Kansas City had to go get back on a plane, fly to Cleveland where they're playing tonight.
The strangest thing I can think of prior to that would be that game in I think it was the Chicago White Sox in Baltimore, where they played the game, but there was no. It was after the after the situation in Baltimore with the riots. And
oh
everything.
Remember that. Yeah,
where they played the game, but there was no one there. It was a regularly played championship game with all records and everything being gathered into the totals for the season, but there was no one there.
They locked the fans out
because
there was strife on the streets of Baltimore because that was the guy that the police had in the back of the van.
Right.
And he ended up dying. Broken neck. Freddie broken neck or something like that. Yeah. Well, no, that's what happened. This is a nightmare. A Delta flight that had about 200 people on it got delayed 18 hours at John F. Kennedy Airport. Nearly nearly 200 passengers aboard a Delta flight from JFK in New York to Los Angeles. This happened Wednesday. They described a nightmare flight.
They could have gone to New Zealand for those hours.
Exactly. After extensive holdups led to an 18-hour delay before its takeoff. It was supposed to leave New York at 3:30 Wednesday afternoon. It did not end up leaving until the next morning due to mechanical and weather issues. First, the flight was delayed initially about an hour. And so people are like, okay, that happens. But then it quickly turned into 2 hours and 4 hours. An absolute nightmare for people. And the flight experience was made worse by passengers, say, due to poor communications. And boy, things like that happen once in a while, and it makes you just want to bang your head against the wall. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. How about those Little League kids from the East Bank? How about those 13, 12-year-old kids from the East Bank of Jefferson Parish? They're the Little League champions of the United States and the Little League champions of the world. World champions. Who would have ever thought that River Ridge would be Titletown, USA, and Titletown, planet Earth? Holy crap. Over the weekend, they whooped a couple of teams. They beat Hawaii, who, by the way, Hawaii was the first team in the Little League Series this year to, in game one, River Ridge lost to Hawaii. And so it was a double elimination tournament, meaning River Ridge had to win every game. And I think it was six or seven more games. If they had lost any of those games, they would have come home. They would have been done, finished. And they were the first team in the history of the Little League World Series, which started in 1947, by the way. River Ridge was the first team to lose the first game and then win the rest of them. They were the first team ever from the New Orleans metropolitan region. There had been other teams from Louisiana there, but not around here. And they were the first Louisiana team ever to make it to the American Championship. And obviously, if they were the first team to ever make it to the American Championship, they were the first team to ever make it to the World Championship game. And after they beat Hawaii to win the American title, they beat Curaçao. And when you look at, they were showing some video of Maui, Hawaii, where the Hawaii kids lived, and all you saw were the beaches, the surfers, the palm trees, all of that. And then they showed video from Curaçao, which is an island in the Caribbean. And then they showed people on the beach, and it was the Caribbean and beautiful. You're thinking to yourself, these kids already have it too good. These kids in Hawaii, especially, they have it too good. And not only was the River Ridge team great, they've only been a Little League there for 6 years. Their head coach, Scott Frazier, 6 years ago started this Little League in that town for kids not only from the East Bank of Jefferson Parish, but from a few other places as well. And for kids who wanted to play Little League baseball, this is all fairly new around here. New Orleans isn't known, and the New Orleans area isn't known for Little League baseball. It just isn't. And 6 years ago, there was nothing there. Now, not only is there Little League there, they're the best Little League team in the world. 13, 12-year-olds are the best in the world. Incredibly exciting. They come back to town today. They do not, authorities do not want you to go to the airport. They do not want you to go to the airport because of traffic problems. Here's where you can go. At 4 o'clock, the parking lot. The Shrine on Airline. 4 o'clock. It's going to be right there in that parking lot in between the Shrine and in between the Jefferson Performing Arts Center, the new Shrine on, the other Shrine on Airline. And if it rains, they're going to bring everybody inside, as many people as they can, inside the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. So that's the plan. 4 o'clock today, if you want to meet these kids, or if you want to, at least, not, I don't know if you can meet them, if you can show up and scream to them, "You rule!" And you want to wave to them. But what an incredible situation. You know, the only negative I could think of, and if you're thinking, well, what do you mean negative? There can't, and you're right, there can't be any negative. But if there is any negative that I can think of, is that these kids in their lives, I don't want to say they peaked, but what are they ever going to do in their lives? Obviously, getting married, having children, and having a career, that's sure. But they're world champion baseball players at 12 years old.
See, that's, I'd like to know the answer to that question, because that's when I peaked at 12.
One of the kids on the team, the Prater kid, who was a star, he caught on Saturday, and then he pitched yesterday on Sunday. Those are the two hardest positions to play in baseball. Egan Prater is his name. When he talked to the media after the game...
Wait a minute. They told me the hardest position was right field. Were they lying to me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think they just wanted to make it feel good when they said that. Egan Prather, the kid who pitched yesterday and caught Saturday, said that he's been dreaming about that moment, winning a championship like that, since he was a kid. I mean, he's 12. And he'd been dreaming about that moment yesterday since he was a kid.
And, boy, they really grow up fast, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. And the hitting star, unbelievable. He ends up breaking the Little League World Series record, getting 17 hits. Reese Roussel, 17 hits. The record before that was 14 hits out of any player. Remember, they've been doing this since 1947. And Reese Roussel broke the record, 17 hits. I think he was 17 for 24. I think they only got him out seven times. You do the math. And they say hitting 300 is good.
Right.
And it is real good in baseball.
If you go to the plate and you fail seven times out of 10, that's pretty good. If you fail seven times out of 10, you're a pretty good hitter, 300.
Another stud on the team who tied a record because Reese Roussel got another record. Seven doubles. That's the most doubles anybody hit. But another kid on the team, a pitcher and a kid who played third base when he wasn't pitching, Marshall Luke, tied Reese Roussel with seven doubles. So now they're record holders in the Little League World Series. They're all 12 years old. The kid that pitched Saturday was 11 on Saturday, but he turned 12 yesterday. It was his birthday. I mean, he was close enough to being 12 on Saturday. And that was the thing that was so much like Major League Baseball. Pitching wins. Great pitching will always beat great hitting. And you have to have at least three or four, and just like Major League Baseball. Once the playoffs start, you got to have three really good starters, and you got to have a great bullpen. Here in the Little League World Series, they had to have at least three really good starters because they're all on pitch counts. You can only throw so many pitches in one day, and then you have to wait a few days after that because they don't want these kids to throw their arms out. So going into yesterday's game, the manager, Scott Frazier, said, "I got four kids I can go to." And that's on top of a couple of other pitchers that he had. So it was something. It really was. And look, I grew up playing Little League Baseball, and I had a blast. I'll never forget it. And now I think there's a lot of people around here that'll never forget what happened this weekend. I mean, imagine those kids for the rest of their lives. And we talked about it on the show last week a couple of times as they kept winning games. I had said, man, first they went to Texas. because they had to get out of the region. And they got out of the region in Texas, but they were over there for several days and nights. I mean, imagine being 12 years old, staying in hotels with your buddies, having a roommate, you know, eating out all the time, going to meetings, just, and all they're focused on is something that they love, baseball. And then they got a chance to go to the, I guess that would be called the show for 12-year-olds. You know, you make it to the show if you make it to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You make it to the show, and they did it. And, you know, this is something they're going to be able to tell their kids and their grandkids about. And, you know, they go to all different schools around the area. A couple of them go to this private school in Metairie, and I saw a news report. All the kids were happy to show up at school there yesterday. First time ever, kids will be happy to show up at school on a Sunday. But they showed up there to watch their classmates. And again, these kids go to different schools around the area, but they're all 12 years old. And
somebody said, I didn't catch it this morning because as I drive by this area, I'm going about 85 miles an hour. But somebody said the Superdome was lit up in, I guess that would be red and orange.
Orange they were wearing, yeah. Orange was their color.
Yeah, red and orange.
But how about that?
And somebody, of course, the conspiracy theories flying already, that's the Popeyes color. So now there's a tie-in between the Little League team and the chicken sandwich from Popeyes based on the colors, and oh, it's just a mess.
People are going insane
yes.
over those Popeyes
yes,
chicken sandwiches. Just like they're going insane over the River Ridge Little League kids. And I told you about three of them and their coach, and again, congratulations. The rest of them, William Andrade, he pitched on Saturday. Gavin Berry, Jeffrey Curtis, Ryan Dara, Derek DeLatte, Connor Perrott, Ryder Planchard, Alton Shorts, and Peyton Spadoni, and Stan Wiltz. Congratulations to every one of you kids.
You mentioned that there, and give these details again about this afternoon at 4 p.m., again, people are urged not to go to the airport. Is that correct?
Do not go to the airport. If you want to go welcome these kids, 4 o'clock. This afternoon, they will be in the parking lot of the Shrine on Airline in the parking lot. Again, that parking lot right in between there and the Jefferson Performing Arts Center.
Right.
And if it does rain, they'll move people inside the Jefferson Performing Arts Center.
And they're working on a parade scheduled to kick off at noon on Saturday at the Winn-Dixie on Jefferson Highway, rolling to Hickory Avenue, and then to the Lions Club in Harahan. And we'll try to get that up on the website if you... missed any of that, so good on these kids.
Yeah, I look forward to that parade next Saturday. And the last five games, Brewster, they didn't just barely win. They beat their teams, everybody they faced, by a combined score of 41-6. I mean, yesterday's game, it was close for three innings, and then all of a sudden, the second half of the game, the kids blew them away. And then Saturday's game, it was almost the mercy rule. Because
right.
if you ever get up by 10 runs in Little League, that's it, the white flag comes out. They were up 9-0 in the last inning, and would you believe the tying run came to the plate for Hawaii? When Louisiana had a 9, they were up 9-0 in the last inning. It was almost the mercy rule. And then Hawaii all of a sudden started chipping away, and they got, again, they got the tying run to home plate with one out, and then the kid lined into a double play. Saturday's last inning made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, but yesterday, what a great win.
Well, I may have said orange and red. They had the yesterday the orange and yellow.
Yeah, orange.
Orange
was their main color, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, East Bank, River Ridge. Out of everywhere around here, would you ever have thought River Ridge would be champions of the world?
Sure,
world,
I knew it. I knew it all the time.
World champions. Boy, feels great, and what a great story. Coming up on the show, another great story. Did you see what happened in Metairie yesterday? Chestnut, Joey Jaws Chestnut, the best competitive eater in the world, was there. He broke another record. We'll explain in Metairie. That's next on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. The G7 summit is happening now in Paris, France. That's the leaders of the biggest, the greatest seven countries in the world. The G7 was created in 1975. to give Europeans who aren't into soccer a reason to riot. I look forward to that on the news. Coming up next, yesterday in Metairie, boy, were they eating. And a world champion was in Metairie eating. We'll explain next on Bayou 95.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamar Ford. You know, yesterday it wasn't just River Ridge winning a world championship locally here in the Little League World Series. They weren't the only ones. A world championship, a world record was set in a pizza parking lot in Metairie. Because yesterday, Joey Chestnut, nicknamed Jaws, he's the number one ranked competitive eater on the planet. He showed up along with another nine great eaters. As a matter of fact, out of the 10 eaters at the Fat Boys Pizza Eating Championship yesterday, four of the 10 that showed up were top 10 ranked competitive eaters in the world. And so they showed up yesterday at Fat Boys Pizza in Old Metairie. And I believe yesterday was a makeup date because I think a month before, didn't we get heavy rain?
Yeah, back in July it was that awful, was it Saturday or the whole weekend? But yeah, it just it got washed away. And I so wanted to go to this. This is in my neck of the woods, just right there on Metairie Road, not far from from Shea Brewster, as we call it. But it just didn't work out to get to go to that yesterday.
Well, Fat Boys Pizza is a fairly new pizza place there. They're known for having extremely large sizes of slices of pizza.
Right.
And that's what this was called, the 2-foot challenge. It was a pizza eating contest, but not your everyday average ordinary pizza slice.
Right. Fat Boys is one of those places where if you go and you order, you think, I'm really hungry, I'm going to order two slices, be prepared to basically get half an extra large pizza, pretty much.
Each slice.
And it's good. We've had it. It's good.
Each slice measures 2 feet from crust to tip. And yesterday was the 2-foot challenge, and they brought out racks and racks and racks for the contestants to try to chow down. And it really wasn't close. Joey Chestnut, you know, much like the East Bank Little League kids from River Ridge, Joey Chestnut doesn't just win; he blows people out. He won the contest yesterday, and he took home the prize belt after eating 6.5 of those monster slices. He actually only won by a half a slice over the number 2 ranked eater in the world, some guy from Massachusetts, a masshole named Jeffrey Esper. And Joey Chestnut won by half a slice. Still, half a slice at Fat Boys is very large. You know, and it's interesting, they brought in some people besides competitive eaters. They brought in some big guys who live around here locally, some really big guys, because they said, let me give this Joey Chestnut a run for his money.
Right.
So they brought over some of the guys from the NOLA Gold professional rugby team.
Okay.
And they could barely eat two slices. Barely eat two slices in the 10 minutes.
Right.
And Joey Chestnut, again, ate 6.5 of these giant monster slices of pizza.
And again, if you're not familiar, this is what this guy does. It's all sanctioned by an organization called Major League Eating. I told you that, was it last year? last year at the Mrs. Brewster and I had a chance to go to the Indiana State Fair, and they had the ice cream eating, and he was there. He didn't win, but he was maybe he did win. I don't know. I have to go check the videotape. But this is what he does. He holds, among others, Joey Chestnut the world record in eating chicken wings, hot dogs, eggs, donuts, ribs, pulled pork sandwiches, meat pies, tacos, asparagus, Crystal burgers, grilled cheese sandwiches, on and on and on and on. This is what he does.
Yeah, and he's most obviously famously known for hot dogs, because every 4th of July he's on national television on ESPN up there at Coney Island eating the Coney Island hot dogs in New York.
This is the one I like. Shrimp cocktail, 18 pounds, almost 19 pounds of the shrimp cocktail from St. Elmo Steakhouse in Indianapolis. And that is the place where just like a little bit of the horseradish cocktail sauce will just light you up.
He's an athlete.
Well, he's something else.
He's an athlete. And I know he might not be able to run real fast or jump real high, but to eat the way he does, he has to be in a certain athletic shape.
He's what, 6? I lost this here. I know he weighs the tail of the tape. I know he weighs 235. Maybe not his entire body could you call athletic, but
hey, if they call bowlers athletes, Joey Chestnut is an athlete.
Hey, go up and knock down could you roll 12 strikes in a row? That's a perfect game. Could you do half that? I couldn't do half that.
And I couldn't eat as much as this guy.
Well, there you go. Anything that somebody says, if there's a dispute whether or not it's an athlete or whether they're an athlete, if I can't even fathom doing it, then I say bowlers are athletes.
Brewster, he also owns the world record for eating gumbo. He ate 1.87 gallons of gumbo in 8 minutes. Joey Chestnut.
That's unbelievable.
He ate 25 pastrami sandwiches in 10 minutes. Yesterday, after he talked to the local media, after that, he said, quote, "You have to have different technique for every food." See, that's the athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat almost 2 gallons of gumbo in 8 minutes the same way you eat, 80 hot dogs with their buns in 10 minutes.
And if you've seen him do that, the challenges are many of them. Kobayashi was the first one I saw do, would take 2 Nathan's hot dogs at the Coney Island thing on the 4th of July and wet the buns and just kind of slide those down and then chew 2 hot dogs. So it was bun, hot dogs, bun, hot dogs. And others try that methodology.
That's the athletic approach. And it's funny, you would think these, and you said it, Brewster, the same people, this was the same group that does the Coney Island hot dogs every year. They're called Major League Eating. This is like their NFL. This is their league, Major League Eating. And they go all over the country, and Joey Chestnut, just incredible. And you would think these guys would be really big and fat, but they're not. That's why I bring up the athletic part, because you gotta know what you're doing to do this. You just can't stuff your face like we like doing when we're just sitting around stuffing our face.
Yes,
there's a method to the madness, and there's money to be won here.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it because I really wanted to go to that.
Well, they said they had a good crowd yesterday.
I bet they did. I'm sure they did.
I was gonna go, but something else came up at the last minute. But I wanted to get that close to see Joey Chestnut stuff his face for 10 minutes. It didn't matter what he was eating. It's like, if you're into competitive eating, it's like looking at a beautiful naked woman in Playboy magazine. You're looking at the best of the best.
Yes, it's exactly like that, John. Yes.
Yeah, the owner of Fat Boy says next year we're going to have to get a new venue. It's going to be bigger. He wants to do that every year. All right, coming up on the show, there was a pretty stunning announcement in the NFL over the weekend, and I'm going to tell you why a certain reporter at ESPN needs to be put in his place for what happened with that announcement. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Coming up, we're going to do Today in History, Why Today Doesn't Suck. And there was a shocking retirement over the weekend in the NFL, and I'm going to tell you why someone who works for ESPN should have guilt all over him, should feel guilty, but he doesn't. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. Let's look at today in history, and we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
August 26th. Hey, today the 19th Amendment was adopted. 99 years ago in 1920.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Let's see, 16, 17, 18, I don't know.
Guaranteeing women the right to vote.
19, that's right.
Yes. The amendment was the culmination of more than 70 years of struggle by women suffragettes. And so next year, women in America will be voting for 100 years. August 26th. Hey, today the first baseball game was televised in history. It was way back in 1939.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
And it was a game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field, which is now an apartment complex in Brooklyn, New York. But that was today in 1939.
It was on this date, August 26th, 1991.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Then KISS drummer Peter Criss files a libel lawsuit in Los Angeles against the Star, that rag, for publishing a story which claimed he was a homeless alcoholic living on the streets of Santa Monica. He wasn't living in Santa Monica. No, it's a joke. They would reach an out-of-court settlement in April, 2 years later in 1993.
I remember that because Phil Donahue brought him on, Ace Frehley, and he brought on the guy when Phil Donahue had a talk show on TV.
Sure.
He brought both of those guys on, and Ace Frehley got right in the guy's face and said, "Why me?"
Wow. Well, it's probably on YouTube, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could check that out. On this date, August 26, 1980.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Cheap Trick announced the departure of bassist and friend of the show, Tom Petersen, citing personal and musical differences as the reason for his departure. That split would only last 8 years. He would rejoin Cheap Trick in 1988. A precursor to some sad news that we will have tomorrow. It was on this date, August 26th, 1990.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
When I say these words, you're going to know what's coming tomorrow. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble performed their last show at the Alpine Valley Center in East Troy, Wisconsin during the encore. The band joined by Eric Clapton, Robert Cray. Listen to this lineup of blues masters. Eric Clapton, Robert Cray, Buddy Guy, and brother Jimmy Vaughan joined them on stage for a jam that went on pretty late, and then you know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
The tragic news of the helicopter crash.
August 26th. It was today in 2005.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
A post office right near the Los Angeles music studio where Ray Charles recorded much of his music was renamed after Ray Charles. A federal bill was signed by the United States government. So you're going to the Ray Charles Post Office in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's interesting. If you go to any post office around here, a lot of times when you walk in, you see the long lines. You think a lot of the postal employees are blind. But that's not the case. And finally, August 26th. It was today in 2003.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Rolling Stone magazine named Jimi Hendrix as the greatest guitarist of all time, beating out Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Keith Richards, Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, look, I love Keith Richards, but I wouldn't put him in the same breath with Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Eric Clapton.
Right.
So, but
where's,
that was...
Where's Ritchie Blackmore? Where's endless names? You could go on and on and on.
And
where's Alex Lifeson of Rush?
That's a very subjective conversation to have.
Today is also National Dog Day. Say it with me. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
These are the dog days of summer.
Yes, they are. And it's a segment that we call for dogs and humans alike.
Why today doesn't suck.
Saturday night, something pretty stunning, pretty shocking happened in the NFL, the National Football League. I'm so excited. We're 2 weeks away from opening the whole season, from when it counts. But Saturday night, word spread on social media that Andrew Luck, the 29-year-old quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, you would have to say he's a top five quarterback in the NFL. Andrew Luck said he's going to retire. And the way it all went down was so wrong. But you would have to think Andrew Luck.
Let's come back to that.
Okay.
They're playing a preseason game against the Bears.
In Indianapolis.
At the Lucas Oil Stadium.
And he didn't dress for that game. He was standing on the sideline because he had a leg problem. So he was just standing on the sideline. It was no big deal. It was a preseason game. People were just thinking, Andrew Luck, he doesn't want to get hurt anymore.
Right.
Why play him in the preseason? And during the game, the word started spreading. The word leaked that Andrew Luck announced his retirement. And people in the stadium, everybody's got cell phones, they're all connected.
Right.
People start seeing it and tapping the person next to him on the shoulder. Our quarterback is retiring.
Right.
He's 29 years old. And when the game ended, when Andrew Luck was walking off the field,
it sounded like this.
And now you're starting to hear the reaction of some of the fans. It almost, Jimmy, it sounds like some of these fans are booing as Andrew Luck starts to head back towards the locker room here.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the boos. And, hey, until they walk in that man's shoes and what he's been dealing with, he's done a lot of great things here in Indianapolis.
He was booed off the field. A guy who literally gave everything he had for those fans and those people. He gave everything he had, but people were so upset because during the game they learned on social media that he's going to retire. Now, what Andrew Luck wanted to do was have a press conference on Sunday, yesterday, the day after the Saturday night game. He wanted to have a press conference where he had his family there and the organization.
Right.
But he was forced because someone at ESPN decided to leak that news during the game. And that someone is one of their top NFL reporters named Schefter.
Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter. And so some people like me are saying, how could you do that, Adam Schefter? Meanwhile, Adam Schefter's saying, I'm just doing my job. Nobody could hold a secret that long. He's the guy at ESPN that gets the word. He's got connections with every NFL team. And when something big's about to happen, he usually gets an anonymous source because he doesn't want the people at those organizations to lose their job for contacting him and giving him the news before anybody else gets it. And Adam Schefter ended up going on his social media and saying Andrew Luck is going to retire during the game.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. That right there, that last phrase, during the game, that is a problem.
Brewster, he's feeling no guilt. He said yesterday, and he said Saturday night, I'm just doing my job. He wanted to be the first one, like you see with some of your friends on social media. They want to be the first one to be able to tell you something.
Right.
And, Adam Schefter gets paid a lot of money for being an NFL insider. And this isn't the first time Adam Schefter has gotten in hot water. Do you remember a few years ago he was playing with the Giants when the defensive lineman blew off his thumb on the 4th of July by holding fireworks?
Yes.
Jason Pierre-Paul is his name, and he's now with Tampa Bay. But Adam Schefter got a picture from the emergency room of that player's hand without a thumb, and he tweeted it. And then the player got mad, and I think he had to take down the tweet, but you know once it's tweeted, it's out there forever.
Sure.
So he has gotten, he's had issues before with maybe doing something he shouldn't have done just to be the first one to be able to do it.
His tweet on Saturday, and I don't have the time here, but it was about a little before 9:30 p.m., I want to say. Adam Schefter filed to ESPN. Andrew Luck has informed the Colts he is retiring from the NFL per source. There will be a press conference Sunday to make it official, but Luck is mentally worn down and now checking out. So the game is still going on, as you mentioned, during that point. That's all filtering around the building, Lucas Oil Stadium. And then, as we heard, as Andrew Luck leaves the field, I wouldn't call that. I mean, it was cell phone audio. I wouldn't call that a chorus of boos. Maybe a smattering, but more a feeling of shock. Just a feeling of shock.
Yeah, that's where it was. And the place wasn't filled. I mean, the place wasn't even half filled.
Right.
It was the end of a preseason game. But you did hear some boos. And Andrew Luck did say, so he had to move his press conference up from what he wanted to do on Sunday yesterday to after the game on Saturday night.
Which was very, I mean, he's in a Colts t-shirt. He is just seconds removed from leaving the field. And a little of it sounded like this.
I am going to retire. It's the hardest decision of my life, but it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, and it's been unceasing, and I felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again.
29 years old, in the prime of his career, one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. It just shows you how amazing Drew Brees and Tom Brady, you know, these guys that play old into their 40s, over 40, shows you how amazing they are. Look, you can't blame Andrew Luck. If the guy's in agony all the time, what kind of a life is that? I don't care if you're a star quarterback.
Right.
There's no kind of life there. So you can't say anything negative about Andrew Luck if he is physically and mentally beaten down. That's no way to live life. The owner of the team, Jim Irsay, said he's leaving about $500 million on the table.
Right.
He's leaving up anywhere from $450 to $500 million on the table, although he's already made upwards of $100 million in his career. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about Andrew Luck. One of the smartest quarterbacks in the league. He went to Stanford.
Right.
And I'm just thinking right now, if you were to say right now as we sit here, in the year 2019, who are the five best quarterbacks in the NFL? You know, Brees, Brady, Rodgers, maybe Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck.
Maybe Patrick Mahomes, but...
He had a great rookie year. He's in the conversation.
Right.
You know, but maybe Ben Roethlisberger. I know he doesn't get the credit, but he's got two rings. And we'll see what he can do this year without his star wide receiver and his star running back. But, you know, it's a short list when you say, hey, the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, there's a...
One source here says the physical toll list of Andrew Luck through six NFL season, torn cartilage in two, and this is probably incomplete, only what's been highly talked about. Torn cartilage in two ribs, partially torn abdomen, a lacerated kidney that left him urinating blood, at least one concussion. I would say that is a very understated estimate. Torn labrum in his throwing shoulder. And what apparently led to his decision to hang it up, a mysterious calf or ankle issue that he just doesn't want to go through the pain of rehab again.
And, you know, if you're a football fan, you know, especially the first couple of years in his career, that offensive line that he had there, you could maybe blame them because he took a beating. Andrew Luck took a beating. And at 29 years old, he says, I'm done. Pretty stunning news out of the NFL. Coming up next on the show, for the first time in history, there was a crime committed in space. A space crime. We're going to explain coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. And I don't know if you're as excited as I am about the fact that the Little League champions of the world champions, are from here. River Ridge, the East Bank, they ended up winning the Little League World Series. They are champions of the world. Not only is River Ridge Titletown, USA, it's Titletown, planet Earth. Holy crap. And they're coming back today. If you want to support them and see them, do not go to the airport. They're telling you to go to the parking lot at the Shrine on Airline at 4 o'clock. And that's where they're going to be, the parking lot in between the Shrine on Airline and the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And they say if it's raining, they're going to move it inside to the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. But the parking lot, the Shrine on Airline today at 4 o'clock. Because these kids got to be back at school tomorrow morning. I mean, they teachers are like, all right, look, you know, I know they've missed the first few days here, but they're playing for a world championship. So if you want to see those kids, that's when you can see them. And I believe we'll have more details coming up. A parade this coming Saturday they're going to have for them. We'll get all of that out for you. Coming up next on the show, we are going to tell you about the first time in American history that someone has been charged with committing a crime in space. A space crime! That's next on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. For the first time in the history of our country, they're investigating a crime committed in space. A space crime. NASA is investigating the allegation of the first crime committed in space. Did you see the story? It's a female astronaut, and her name's Anne McLean, and she committed a crime at the space station. What did she do? Evidently, she's a lesbian. She has a child with her partner, but I guess they're going through a rough breakup. And while she was at the International Space Station, she got into her partner's bank account. This is mind-blowing if you think about it. And her partner is saying she shouldn't have done that because evidently they're having a custody battle over their kid. By the way, it's the partner who physically had the kid. But the astronaut, Anne McLean is her name. She's up at the International Space Station in space. And she's on a computer, obviously. And she, from up there, got into her partner or soon-to-be ex-partner's checking account or bank account. And her partner called the authorities on her. And now NASA, along with cops, are probing that allegation that she accessed the bank account belonging to her estranged spouse from the International Space Station. Anne McLean, the astronaut, says, wait a minute, I've always done this. This is something I've always done. Her partner or her estranged partner or whatever is saying, oh, no, that's why she went to authorities. I guess once you break up, you don't look at each other's checking account, or you don't have the same checking account anymore, whatever the case may be. I don't know. I'm not an expert on heterosexual relationships, let alone lesbian relationships. But she tweeted the astronaut, Anne McLean, saying, and I'm quoting her, there's unequivocally no truth to these claims. We've been going through a painful personal separation that's now unfortunately in the media. I appreciate the outpouring of support and will reserve comment until after the investigation. I have total confidence in the IG process.
And that's the astronaut?
Yeah, the astronaut said that.
Okay. Here, if you want to call her estranged or estranged partner, what I have in front of me says her ex-wife. This is Summer Warden on the case.
USA Financial did give evidence to my attorneys that she did access my bank account. I was shocked and appalled at kind of the audacity of her to think that she could get away with that. And I was also very disheartened that I couldn't keep anything private.
Wow.
Is it legal to have a 9-year-old boy in space? Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah.
And again, it wasn't the
custody part is confusing.
The custody part is confusing. And again, I'm no expert on this stuff, but wouldn't you think the judge would lean toward the person who physically had the child? I could be wrong. If you got two lesbians and you got a baby, wouldn't the first question be, well, who had the baby physically? Boy, astronauts are so smart too, and this is something. But the first time in American history that a space crime has been committed, or at least they think it has, and NASA, along with police, and maybe whoever is up there in space too, they're all looking at this and seeing what's going to happen here. I just thought that was fascinating. Coming up on the show, there's a national pizza chain that is making national news, and it's good news. It really is good news. But they're doing something that could not be done here in New Orleans. We'll explain coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. We mentioned it before on the show, but Burger King now sells the vegetarian burger. It's called the Impossible Burger. It's in all of their stores. They say they're selling a lot of them. Meatless burgers. And I guess that's for all the health nuts who eat at Burger King. But they say it tastes just like a Whopper, but they're out there. Coming up next, there's a national pizza chain who's making news. And what they're doing is very good, although I don't think it could be done here in New Orleans. We'll explain next on Bayou 95.7.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock, the John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. Still so excited about what happened over the weekend with the Little League World Series. We've got world champions. River Ridge, the East Bank. But River Ridge is Titletown, USA. River Ridge is Titletown, planet Earth. And again, they're coming back today. Do not go to the airport to go see the world champion Little Leaguers.
You know, officials are advising there's too much confusion with the with the construction and everything, and it's going to make it bad for everyone out that way.
But you can see them at 4:00 this afternoon. They're going to be pulling into the parking lot, the Shrine on Airline, and that's 4:00 this afternoon in the parking lot right there in between the Shrine and the new Jefferson Performing Arts Center. That beautiful building. And if it rains, they're going to move it inside to the art center there. So, but parking lot today, 4 o'clock, Shrine on Airline, if you want to welcome back the world champion Little Leaguers. Just an incredible story. There was no Little League there 6 years ago. This just started, and think about it. In between 6,000 and 7,000 Little League teams competed for this. World champions. That's today at 4 o'clock.
You got time for another quick baseball thing that happened over the weekend. This is really quick.
Yeah.
So the Boston Red Sox are playing at Petco Park against the San Diego Padres. And in Boston, the tradition is in the eighth inning to sing Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline so everyone can go, so good, so good, so good, the karaoke version of that. So we're in San Diego over the weekend, and they turn on the Diamond Vision or whatever they call it, and it's like it's karaoke time. And so they start playing that song, and the Red Sox fans, and there are a lot of Red Sox fans. I see Boston hats here. You know, our friend Bobby in Algiers, big Red Sox fan.
Bobby!
And so people, there's a Red Sox contingent spread all around. And so they had a little fun in San Diego at Petco Park with the Red Sox fans in attendance. It's karaoke time. Oh, and by the way, I had to do a dramatic recreation of this because the audio in the ballpark had too much reverberation and echo. So here's the poetic license that I used for it. Imagine you're in the ballpark.
Touching hands.
You see everybody singing and swaying on the Diamond Vision.
Reaching out.
Red Sox fans doing their tradition.
Touching me.
And then.
Touching you.
Oops.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna
they Rickrolled him. That's funny. That is funny.
A good one by the people who work at the stadium there in San Diego.
Yes, I enjoyed that.
So, Little Caesars is a national pizza chain. And they're making news this morning because of what one of their franchises did way up in Fargo, North Dakota. They did something, and the reason it's making news because it warmed people's hearts. It made people feel good. But I don't think it's something that could be done here in New Orleans. Here's what they did. The manager of the Little Caesars restaurant, one of them in Fargo, North Dakota, the general manager, actually, she noticed a problem that was ongoing. People were eating leftovers from the store dumpster in the parking lot. And so the general manager there, her name's Michelle Lussier, or since that's North Dakota, it just might be pronounced Lusher, but I think it's Lussier. She wanted to do something about that problem. So here's what she did. She put a sign on the front door, and the sign reads, "To the person going through our trash for their next meal, you're a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours for a couple of slices of hot pizza and a cup of water at no charge.
Wow.
No questions asked." And, of course, that went viral. It went national. Everybody, what a great woman this woman is for the general manager at the Little Caesars Pizza Shop there in Fargo, North Dakota. And, look, it made me feel good, too. I said, boy, what a nice thing to do. But then I started thinking to myself, could you imagine if the Little Caesars here in New Orleans on the West Bank, wherever, put that sign on their door? What do you think would happen? I don't know if there's as many people eating out of the dumpster in Fargo, North Dakota, as there are here in New Orleans.
Being the cynic that I am, my first thought is immediately for people who want to game the system or scam the system and aren't really They want to take advantage of the free pizza, but they're not really homeless, not really indigent, not really needing of the offer, of the generous offer put up by this particular franchisee.
Yeah, and that's what some of the people, again, most of the comments underneath there were positive. Hey, it makes you feel good. That's great. But some people said, well, what if, you know, I haven't eaten out of a dumpster, but what if I want a couple of free slices of pizza? See, there are people out there like that. What? Why can't I just drive by there and say, hey, I could wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, I ate out of a dumpster last night and go in and get myself two free slices
again,
of pizza.
Well, gaming the system, right.
You know, something like this shows the best of people, and it shows the worst of people, brings out the worst in people as well. But I just, I couldn't imagine if it did that here in New Orleans, where, you know, some of our neighborhoods, people are struggling financially.
Well, and the way this is presented, it is closely related to the, some would say, tragic situation that happens with most restaurants, fast food, I guess you could say, especially where, I mean, I remember years ago, my dad, who has since passed away, but he was working with his church in little town in Indiana, and they wanted to, and there are other story versions of this story everywhere, but they wanted to collect some of the fried chicken at one of the establishments and give that out. And it's like, the franchisee can't do that. Most places can't do that because of the liability. Most, in a comedic fashion, highlighted in the Seinfeld episode with the muffin tops, where Elaine and Mr. Littman go into business with Top of the Morning to You, the muffin top store, and they're dumping the stumps or the bottom part of the muffin to the soup kitchen. And the woman, who they call Rebecca De Mornay, comes and says, who's leaving these muffin stumps here? We don't want these. Yeah, well, do you think the homeless, they want these muffin stumps?
No, they think the tops are the best part of the muffin too.
Exactly.
But they just happen to be homeless.
Exactly. And of course Elaine says, well, if the homeless people don't like the stumps, they don't have to eat them. But you understand the point, where there is a lot of food that just gets thrown away that can't be used because of liability situations. That's actually the first thing I thought of in hearing about this story.
Well, I bet you doing this very kind deed is going to be good for business for that particular Little Caesars pizza up there in Fargo, North Dakota. You know, now, if people want pizza up there and they're on the fence, well, which one should I go? Should I go there, or should I go to another national chain? You know what? I'm gonna go to this one, because this woman's heart, the general manager, is in the right place by feeding people who she saw eating out of the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like I mentioned, as great as that is, and that is awesome. Her heart is awesome. She's a great human being. There are people out there that'll say, well, wait a minute, I'm barely getting by. I'm not eating dumpster food, but I'm going to go in there and say, I don't have any money, too. And I wonder how much of that she's going to see. And I wonder how long that sign is going to stay on that window. We will keep an eye on that. All right, coming up on the show. Hey, there's going to be a Breaking Bad movie. There's going to be a Breaking Bad movie. If you like that TV show as much as I did, got some details coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. I noticed a vodka that advertises a lot, and that's very popular here in New Orleans. I notice a lot of people drinking it when I'm out and about.
Cathead.
No, it's called Tito's.
Tito's, made in Austin, Texas. I love Tito's vodka.
But their tagline is Tito's handmade vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder, what the hell do the other companies make their vodka with? Their feet? If this is handmade, if the people that make Tito's vodka make it with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to make vodka?
I know how to make it disappear.
Hmm. Well, I guess the most popular vodka is made from grains, like rye, wheat, and corn. But you could also make vodka using potatoes.
Well, that's the traditional Russian, quote-unquote, real vodka made from potatoes.
Hmm. But I always noticed when I see Tito's, a very popular brand, that handmade vodka, it just has me thinking how these other people make their vodka. I don't know.
Maybe with their feet.
That's what the closest I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody get Kettle One on the phone. Make a couple of phone calls over here. Coming up on the show next, there's going to be a Breaking Bad movie. If you love the TV show as much as me, I'll give you some details coming up.
Better not be spoilers. I don't want any spoilers.
No spoilers, but it's coming soon. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. So Breaking Bad was one of my favorite television shows, although I need to preface that by saying I don't watch a lot of television shows, quote-unquote shows. I'm trying to watch less television as I get older. That's why I stopped playing video games years ago, because I'm trying to do other things with my life. And Brewster asked me the other day on the show, well, you stopped playing video games. What are you doing in that time where you used to play video games?
Exactly.
And I said, I have no idea.
That's it. It's none of my business. I don't care what you – believe me, I don't care what you do.
I know you don't.
In the confines of your home.
Jesus, son of Lord, God.
Exactly. But there was an expectation when you say that, well, I've stopped doing this because I'm going to have more time to do this. Or that, I guess we should say, and I'm just waiting to see what that is.
No, I didn't start studying for another college degree or anything like that.
You work with the soup kitchens.
Yeah, I have shown up at the soup kitchens before. I really have.
Well, I meant giving, not receiving. But go ahead.
So, but one of my favorite TV shows of all time was Breaking Bad. Just thought it was fantastic. And it was just announced that Breaking Bad, they're going to make a movie out of Breaking Bad. And I'm not going to spoil anything for you. Lord knows I learned that the hard way when the last Breaking Bad TV show came on.
Tell that story.
Well, it was the last show, and the show ended, and I went to Facebook, and on my Facebook page I said, wow, what a great finale. And I made the mistake. I should have left it like right there. It should have ended right there.
Right. But you had to be Mr. I'm Mr. Siskel and Ebert, Mr. Ebert and Roper. I'm going to give a little review here.
But I wasn't happened. I wasn't trying to spoil it. And then I said,
that's why you just stay off and just don't say anything. My cushion is 6 hours.
You're right.
You kind of did that. I mean, there are people I'm sure who may have. Look, it's people are right down the middle. There are people who say, a sporting event or some live thing, don't get on social media. I have burned myself. There have been ball games or different things that I've wanted to see, automobile races, and I will accidentally forget to not go on social media and spoil them for myself. So there are people who say just stay off of it, but then there are people who also say, look, can you have a buffer zone before you post about the ending of Breaking Bad or the results of yesterday's Little League game?
I was just going to say, did I do it again over the weekend?
You were awfully quick. You're like, first! Remember when Facebook started and everyone had to be first, they would actually put the word first as the comment.
Well, Saturday,
first!
Saturday, Brewster, when I posted, they were up 9-0 in the last inning. And then Hawaii got the tying run to the plate. They were one swing away from blowing a 9-0 last inning lead. But of course the River Ridge East Bankers held on and they won. So
I've never come in first in anything in my life. Maybe that's the mental block I have on that.
So what I said after the last Breaking Bad on Facebook was, wow, what a great way to end the show. And then I made the mistake of saying, Walter White looked like he died a happy man. And then I heard about it. I heard about it from some people on Facebook. You bleep, you as, bleep and bleep.
As you should have.
But if I hadn't watched that show yet, I wouldn't be on social media if I were waiting to watch that show. And I felt bad.
There is an argument for that, yes.
And I felt bad, and that was the last time that I'm ever going to do anything like that.
except for ball games. You were very quick.
I was just so excited with the Little League team.
Right.
World champions! More on that in a half an hour. Details on that coming up. But anyways, the Breaking Bad movie is coming to Netflix. And it's coming on October 11th. That's not that long from now. We're almost in September and then October. I mean, Sopranos announced, another one of my favorite TV shows of all time, they announced a movie coming out, but they announced it like 2 years before the movie. It's not coming out till next year.
Right.
The Breaking Bad movie is called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. I already love it because I love Breaking Bad, and my first vehicle was an El Camino, a Chevy El Camino. Is it a car? Is it a truck?
It's both.
It's going to be released on Netflix October 11th. Here's what we know. The actor who played Jesse Pinkman, his name's Aaron Paul.
Yes.
He's going to be in it.
Bitch.
Because if you remember the way the show ended, he ended up escaping from like a Nazi camp situation and just walking down the street. And that's how it ended for him. And we all know, you know, Walter White. Sorry if I spoiled it again for you.
Yeah, really.
But that's, here's another thing real quick. That show started, Breaking Bad started saying, here's Walter White. He's a science teacher who's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And he needed to make some money, because we all know public school teachers don't make any money. He needed to make some money to leave for his wife and his son.
Sure.
That's why he started doing what he was doing.
Right.
He didn't start making meth because he all of a sudden started tweaking for meth. No,
right.
That's not why he did it. So so we knew he was going to die, right? From day one. Did you think he was going to survive the terminal
cancer?
But
see, here's the problem, and I've told you this before. I was late to the Breaking Bad party. It was on probably, I mean, it lasted, what, 4.5 seasons? 5.5?
About that.
I know they call it 6, but the last season was considerably shorter than the others. But I was late to that party. And so I was, you talk about binge watching. I was binge watching to the point where I was giving myself cluster migraines. I have to be careful there with the word cluster. I was giving myself cluster migraines. I had a couple of times during that week to get caught up, knowing that the finale is that Sunday. I watched 6 episodes in one night, and that is a lot.
You worked hard.
That is a lot to digest.
You put the work in.
Because we're talking about during the chicken place and all of that, and the Chicken Brothers. And so when the actual last episode started, I was 50 minutes behind, meaning I had started, I did 50 more minutes to go, and then I could watch while it was recording, or that's been so long ago that I think it was actually recording on a DVR, then I could go back and watch it. So if I had taken a break and not watched it that night and gone on social media, number one, that's on me. That's on me. If I go on social media and read what you put, that's on me. But still, I don't think the gratification that you got out of saying that needed to be to the point of getting it so quickly, but just for the thought that you may spoil it for people.
Yeah.
I would never be so selfish and heartless as you were that night.
And that day you were thinking of, Brewster, was 6 years ago. That was 2013.
Jeez.
Breaking Bad originally aired on the AMC network. From 2008 until 2013. And, you know, the actor who played Walter White, Bryan Cranston, has said, yeah, the movie's coming. And they asked him if he's going to be in it. And he said, I can't say anything.
Right.
And it's written and it's going to be done by the same guy who did the series, Gilligan.
Yes.
Vince Gilligan is his name, the creator of Breaking Bad, and
it's being referred to as a continuation of the TV series Breaking Bad.
So there's no way, unless they have flashback scenes, there's no way Walter White can be in it.
Right.
I'm gonna stop talking about it now.
Yeah.
But again, it's gonna start this October, coming up on Netflix, and then after it's on Netflix, they're gonna move it. Once it airs there, they're gonna air it for the second time on AMC where it used to air. So okay. Be pretty cool for Breaking Bad fans.
Let me ask you this. Why didn't I buy Netflix stock when it was, $2 a share?
Great question.
Yes.
Great question. Coming up yesterday, there was a bizarre shooting incident in Metairie. We have some details on that. You don't see that every day here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. All right, coming up next, it's our commercial-free ride. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock, Led Zeppelin. So if you spend a lot of time on Facebook, do you have many friends who post a couple of different types of pictures or videos? Either pictures or videos of them working out, or pictures or videos of them showing you what they're eating. Usually high protein. I have friends like that. Psychiatrists have said people who do that, they have psychological problems. The study was done at Brunel University. It says that people who share what they eat and how intensely they exercise are most likely narcissistic.
You think?
Well,
it took somebody with the sheepskin to, I mean, I could have told you that.
They're saying, look at me.
Yeah, you've said that. You were saying that 9 years ago.
Although, who doesn't like scrolling through social media to see your Facebook friends sweating and working out?
Me? I don't want to see that.
Post-workout selfies or the repetitive high-protein recipes.
Oh, see, we travel in a different circle because I don't see that, the latter. I don't really. We have one friend in common who is a lifter. He's a good guy.
I don't mind watching him if he's got breaking a new personal record.
Oh, I can't think of anything I would least like to watch than men lift weights. You know, I don't even want to see women lift weights for that matter. But no, he's. I mean, that's the only person I can think of. Most of my friends on social media complain about the music industry and how good independent originals bands can't get a foothold in Metairie. But that's a separate issue.
And here's the definition of a narcissist. I mean, I think most people have an idea what it is. A narcissist is someone who has an excessive interest or admiration of themselves while having a lack of empathy for other people.
As demonstrated by the constant posting of their meals and their lifts.
Hmm.
I would just throw that on as a footnote.
I just thought that was interesting because I think we all know people who, you know, they like to work out and eat really well, and many times they like to share that with us on their social media, on their Facebook page.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't be put in the category of lifting weights nor eating well, but there are times where Mrs. Brewster and I may go out for a nice dinner, and when, you know, I'm so hungry that when my entree comes, I may take a picture of it, but, you know, oftentimes I don't do anything with it anymore, kind of very rarely. If I can't make, like, some sort of a commentary, I mean, just that, no, everyone is eating food. I'm kind of... Everyone has seen every dish that can be proffered at a restaurant here in New Orleans, or as you like to say, the greater New Orleans metropolitan region.
Yes.
I don't know why you feel the need to say all those words, but just New Orleans metro. Everyone has seen every dish. There's no real need, unless you've got some really good pithy commentary. Just, I say, save it.
There was a funny video going around, and I know that there are couples like this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going out on their first date. She is obsessed with social media. He never uses it. And as they're walking into dinner, she's like, oh, I got to take a picture of this. It's at the restaurant, the side of the restaurant. They sit down. Oh, I got to take a picture of this. And he's just looking at her with his jaw open saying, what are you doing?
Right.
They could be farther apart in the world.
Right. Well, I mean, for example, Mrs. Brewster and I went to London this year, and we went to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant. And I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan. I love Gordon Ramsay. So I did take a picture outside there, and it was just in with the rest of the vacation pictures. No big deal about it.
Well, yeah, that's different. That guy's a celebrity. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
Pretty cool.
And he saw me, and he said, you, get out!
That would have been really cool if you had that on video. Well, that's just about going to do it for our show today. We appreciate you listening. And one more time, yes, River Ridge, East Bank, Little League, World Series champions of the world, world champions. Ginty is next.
Ginty.
He's got your music notes at noon. We'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.